Well, welcome to Dysfunctional Spot. At the beginning of every episode, we clap. So you're going to clap
we're
three.
Just gonna clap, like one clap.
One, two, three.
Perfect.
That was good. That was a good clap.
Yeah, I feel like that was good. Yeah.
So today we have the one and only Courtney from Karams. That's her contact on my iPhone.
I didn't even know your name. I just, Cameron always kept saying like someone's name and I'm like, who? He's like, Karams girl. I'm like, oh.
Her. That one.
Courtney, yeah, I know
that. Like, oh, so you know someone that I used to hang out with back in my degenerate days. The Hollies. Kyle Holly, I think.
Yes.
Wait.
Yeah. What? I mean, wait.
Oh.
But it was Faces, though, but I feel like I know who you're talking about.
His
like,
wife and is his... something
Wait, Karina.
Yeah.
Oh.
The wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Love her. I just went on a ski trip with her.
There you go. Yeah, trip. Yeah. So you know them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Great dude.
No, it was back when I was a degenerate. All those people. Do you remember the Visceral days? The big warehouse party? Yeah. He was there when you did a lot of bad things. Yeah. We're here.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. So Courtney, tell us a little about yourself.
I'm in cosmetology school at Paul Mitchell.
Nice.
And just kind of seeing where life takes me. I'd love to move out of Louisville, but for right now I'm going to stay and just... kind of get some hands-on experience. I don't know. I have a cousin in California, one in Oregon, and one in Arizona.
So one of those.
So I would love to go out west.
It's way better than here. Yeah, I would way rather live in
California. She lived in, not LA, Orange County for a long time.
Okay, that's where one of my cousins is.
It's Long Beach. Amazing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nice. And then you come to this shithole.
Yeah, I like this southern sense of, like, everyone knows everyone. It's comforting. You know, like, we just experienced it. Yeah.
I hate that everyone knows everyone. I can't. Everyone's like, I love it. Like, it's like small town. I hate it.
Yeah. But see, then whenever I do travel, it like, I enjoy it more.
Yeah, you appreciate it more. Yeah.
When I'm like out there, I'm like, no one knows me. I can be whoever I want to be.
That's where I like it.
Well, I like, you know, having Louisville's like my hometown and I'm going to fuck off somewhere else. Like, I'll go to LA for like 2 months, fuck off, do some other shit, and then come back here and hang out.
Yeah.
Because that over there is just intense. There's a lot of shit going on. Everyone's mad and they're all driving Teslas.
It's definitely a different world.
Yeah.
Definitely.
People are ruder there too.
Oh, they're mean as
shit.
Oh
my gosh, they're
selfish. They're nice as fuck.
They like, everyone out there is like set to only focus on themselves and succeed.
Exactly.
And they're going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. Like if you hold the door open for them, like you're not getting a thank you. No one's holding the door open for you.
No.
I know. I visited my friend Nolan out there back in college and I'd be like, oh, like, thank you. And people would be like,
they look at you like you're
from
psycho.
The South, aren't you? And I'm like, how'd you know?
And or like walk down the street and like smile and wave or like.
Oh, yeah. No, like the most Kentucky thing or like Southern thing, I guess I've realized because like I moved away. I didn't live here for a long time and I moved back home was when you're in neighborhoods, how people were always, you're walking. You have to wave to them and they'll wave to you no matter what. Like even if you're not from that fucking neighborhood. No way in dick that's ever happening out in California anymore.
No, no. They don't give a fuck.
Okay, everyone's like.
Yeah, fuck off.
That's about gone.
So yeah, the context how we met her. There's a restaurant where Kate lives that I am obsessed with.
Okay, see, I didn't know if you all lived.
I
like
in
how
Veranda.
That situation was. Okay.
I live there. He's just always there.
I just hang out a lot.
A lot.
But I might live in York Common soon. We'll see.
We're probably gonna.
I
live.
Know. I considered it, but I'm like, okay, is it gonna be toxic or is it gonna be great? It's gonna be great. But it's just like I'm such a like yes person.
Question, because you fuck with the Norton Common people all the time.
Yeah.
Is the swinger shit real?
Yes.
I have no idea. I swear.
I mean, it's like whole. It's not like a,
I hear
it's not like
all
a
the
hoax
time.
No,
like
trust me, it's
it,
definitely
though.
Real. But I think
we're not going to Karams to fuck.
Well, I'm sure they talk about it.
But
maybe
still,
they fuck
like,
and
been
they
to
go
house
there afterwards.
And stuff out there, and it's like, yeah, I guess like the ones that are swingers together, and it just stays there.
Yeah,
but
a little community.
Yeah,
not as big. Not the pineapples everywhere.
Yeah,
hey, do your thing, whatever floats your boat.
I've heard some. I just hear things, so that's where I'm like, I'm curious, and you probably get to
there
hear a
is
lot
though
more.
Like such a stigma I think on Norton Commons in general that like now that I've been out there working like 3 years, like that place is like my second home and family, and so it's like I get a little defensive and like protective over. I'm like, you just have to come out there and see yourself. But it's like every.
Okay, if I heard that, I'd be like, that's culty as shit.
I know. It does tell everyone. Would, they're like, oh, they're driving golf carts.
They do
no.
drive golf carts.
Yeah.
I like
but
it.
I like it too.
My aunt and uncle moved in a little while ago, and I was like, I don't know what it is, but I've been driving in that neighborhood for 3 years. And each time I'm like, feels like I'm just in a different, like on vacation.
It is.
But like, I'm in Louisville.
Yeah.
It's, isn't it like based, well, when I moved into the
Verandah. It's like the construction from Seaside.
It's the same, it's the same construction, same everything. They want it to look like Seaside, same with like the golf carts and everything.
Yeah, it's like the live to work situation. Yeah. Like you live above, you work.
Below. Yeah.
Yeah, you have restaurants, boutiques.
Yeah, we might live over a restaurant, by the way.
Which one are we going to live over?
I don't know. Or like something, I don't know.
Is it
someplace.
A coffee shop?
I don't know.
Hobie Bee coffee shop.
Quills. Well, that's... Remember.
There's a townhome right across from Quills. There, it's like a newer one or whatever.
Oh,
we're gonna go look because there's me three of us, him, I, and then my friend. But we're gonna go look at that one.
Yeah,
probably because my lease is up.
I know. Fran Yarmouth has a lot of buildings in there, and I like. But I'll enjoy living alone. So it's like it's 3,000, two bedroom, three bedroom. I'm like
that. Yeah,
no, it's maybe.
Well, that's
not
why I'm moving
cheap.
Out. Yeah, because it's $2,000 right now for my one bedroom apartment in Kentucky.
That breaks half the fucking time.
My AC broke last night.
That's more expensive than the Lyric.
Yeah.
And you have more amenities at the Lyric.
Yeah. Because it started off at 15 because they were like, oh, it's 15 plus utilities. So like utilities might be like max. It was like around 16, 17, whatever. Mm-hmm. Fine. And then one day I got my rent in to pay and it was 19 something, like almost 2000.
They always get you.
Because they were like, oh, the water company was undercharging you. I was like, the fuck? No, they were not.
You're like, yeah, because I use so much fucking water as me.
Yeah, yeah, literally pissed me off. So we're moving out to a townhome because it's too expensive.
That'll be fun, though. And Norton Commons is constantly growing, which I love. Mm-hmm. Like, Atrium could be open every day, and that'd be so bad for me.
What could be open?
Atrium. What's that? They have, like, sour beers. My friend Victoria got me onto sour beers.
Oh, okay, the brewing and place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where the fuck is that?
It's right next to Watch Hill.
I think it's mom's taken us there a few times to get drinks, I think.
I thought that's just Watch Hill proper.
No. There's Watch Hill proper.
Watch Hill's on the corner.
Yeah.
And then if you walk out and walk along, like you're going towards Yoga 6.
And like
Quills.
The Quills. Mm-hmm. Oh, the thing next to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what that is. I've just never been because I don't like beer.
Same.
I don't. I mean, I've kind of started liking it, but it's, I don't know. You got to try it. There's stout. There's all kinds of different beers that have such a unique flavor. I feel like
all beer tastes the same. Just tastes like dirty piss
water. Well, I think you're thinking of like Miller Coors.
Yeah, anything, any type of fucking beer anyone's handed me, I've been like, ew, this is disgusting.
Talk about fancy beer here. You know the shit that tastes good.
I'll drink cheap wine.
You and Relax. This bitch is obsessed with Relax.
Relax Riesling. It's cheap. Gets the job done.
Wait, is it? I know exactly what bottle.
It's the big, the big blue one that says Relax.
I feel relaxed after I drink it. So womp womp.
Womp womp. Yeah, it's great. So what did, I think I saw that do you go boating here in the Ohio or no?
So yeah, one of my friends, her dad has a few boats and
we'll
take him out. There's like a cove everyone meets up at.
Okay, Party so cove. Do you know about 12 Mile Island and Party, you never
Party
been
cove.
There?
I'm guessing the cove they go to.
Party Cove.
Party Cove, but then it's 12 Mile Island where like you walk up these stairs and it's like open grass field.
Okay,
my
there.
Friend Sheehy took me there.
That's where we like grew up is on the part because our dad's a big partier and Party Cove was like his shit.
Party Cove and 12 Mile, they would all like dock up and just get fucked up and all the kids would go up like and play all up on.
Oh my,
like,
they would be
so
trashed.
Great. There's like an outhouse out there up there.
There's all of it. There's
time.
That was intense. Is that how like when did you start going to the river?
Probably in high school. I met my friend Victoria. And she always kind of grew up on the river. Her dad has a house on there. And,
The house on the river.
Yeah.
Lucky.
I see like Louisville sometimes.
It can be a pain in the butt. I mean, he has it built where like when it floods.
Oh,
that's
what I think. So it floods. You're kind of fucked.
It goes through.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
The garage is on the bottom.
Oh, so
then you go up. Yeah. I mean, of course it still is shitty to clean up, but your house is at usually taken care of. Cars, you know, you got to get out and stuff.
Yeah, no, that'd be.
But yeah, her brother Preston, I was actually talking to him the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, we had to take a canoe here one day to get all the food out of the fridge." I was like, "That'd be a time."
That'd be a metal
Kentucky
vlog.
Thing.
You're like, "We're gonna canoe to my house, get the shit out of the fridge."
That's such a Kentucky thing. Holy shit! I don't know why. Though. Just like that seems very like.
So Kentucky.
Our houses just aren't built right for water because it's like, oh my gosh, water.
I mean, you got Chicago. Their lake is like the friggin' ocean.
No, my friend lived in Chicago, and I remember she posted a picture one time, and I literally thought she was back because she lives in California, her whole family. And I thought she was, I was like, oh my gosh, like you're in Cali again? And she was like, no, I'm in Chicago. I was like, what the fuck? Our fucking beaches are like
It's rock.
It's rock, and then it's sharp like clay. Rocks. It's like clay. It's
I know,
sticky.
And there's this called the playpen. I love
fuck
it,
them, dude.
It's all these yachts.
All the rich people shit.
Yeah,
fucking.
They ain't even rich people shit like that here. You can't even have those luxuries, even if you have the money.
You can't even have the nice things here. Like, what are you doing?
You can't. You get shit brown water with so many, probably so many dead bodies in it.
Oh, yeah.
No Ohio River? I swam in that shit as a kid, though. I can't even lie.
I mean, I still do.
Yeah, people
get,
don't swim in
no
it.
No one gives a fuck.
No.
When you party code,
now, if we are, like, in the, like, on the main strip.
The main strip. If you're where the water is here, you're not to the right. Then you're fucked.
If you're on the Ohio, you know, not the cove, you know, I would take a dip to go to the bathroom, but I wouldn't like just.
No, I wouldn't.
See, now, in my head, logically speaking, the cove, the water isn't
water.
Like. Yeah, it's the same water.
It is the same water, but like that, like there's a current constantly going flowing
through.
And pushing who knows what. Just
flowing, pushing, thrashing.
Did y'all see the fucking the semi?
Yeah.
That
so,
was hanging off the damn.
That was intense.
Yeah, that was. There was so, I was doing a lady's hair, and I had someone shadowing me that day at school, and I was like, all right, look, you're not just going to stand here. You're going to help me. You know, we're going to get your hands on some hair. And so we go to, like, while the lady was processing, we're just talking to the front desk. I'm showing her some things, and they're like, did you see this the Second Street Bridge? And we were like, no. And then all of a sudden, her dad's, like, a firefighter. In New Albany and like wasn't even on duty, had gotten called to go.
Holy shit.
And like was sending her pictures. It was crazy.
It's like, yo.
It was like in the like moment.
Well, he was just like hanging.
Just vibing.
I thought like the person had died. Like I thought what happened was it fell off into the thing. I didn't know. It was just like suspended in air. Imagine that guy. Imagine how fucking scary that
was. It was a girl.
Well, the guy dangling to save her.
No, the person in the damn truck.
Yeah, it was
no,
a girl.
The
holy fuck.
Girl. I know.
Yeah. Imagine just sitting
stereotype
there just being like.
Really being pushed.
That's what we were talking about. I was like, you know that lady was like, I'm about to die.
Well, yeah, for like what?
Like,
probably
what
30 minutes was probably just like.
Probably like say it took him 14.
I just sitting
I'm
there.
I'm pretty
just,
sure.
I wouldn't move a muscle. I would just, be crying, but I wouldn't move
well,
my face.
I wouldn't either because I'd be afraid like.
If I moved because
every
then it
little,
would just.
Yeah.
There's movements.
Although it's crazy because like, I believe in God and universe, all that. It's like. The way it was wedged couldn't have been any more perfect.
Yeah.
Like, if she would have done that in an opening, it would have just, you know, different
nope,
story.
No, too lucky.
No, yeah.
Dude, that's like, imagine, that's a sick story, though. Like, imagine her to be like, they're like, did you hear about it? And it's like, yeah, I was there. No way. Yeah, I was the
I
one
was
in the fucking car.
Yeah.
Like, holy
shit.
In the semi.
Damn. That's pretty sick, though. Like, imagine, see, that'd be like a fun story. Like, I don't want it ever to happen to me, ever. Please. But it makes a good story.
You have to be in a semi.
It's like getting arrested. But not like prison time, just like going to jail for a night. It's a good story.
Yeah. What's your worst cop encounter?
Honestly, in Mexico, me and my friends almost got arrested.
How many drugs
it
did you
was
do?
Senior year spring break. And
a lot then.
So there was like 200 of us that had went and they overbooked our place.
I don't even know 200 people.
It was just like a Catholic. Like
oh, like the whole school.
Like,
it's always
the
Catholic.
It was like Assumption.
Yeah. The math is mapping.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so it's all
Trinity,
the schools going.
St. X, like, you know someone. Everyone's, you know, associated.
I was saying, like,
whatever.
You have, like, 200, like, close friends. I was like, how the fuck do you meet
I was like,
200 people? You
no,
we're
no,
taking
no.
applications right now.
No, it was like a, Catholic school thing. So we all went to Cancun. The guy had overbooked that was, like, booking because we all chose let's all stay at the same resort. And it was a part of, like, Rio. And he had overbooked this. So they start last minute calling people, like, 2 weeks before our trip, like, hey, can we upgrade you to the place right next door? You can still go over and get everything, all amenities.
Oh, okay,
you can go to their building, everything. We're like, yeah, sure. So me and my friend Sydney and our moms, like, went to that building and a few other people. And so there was really no clubs on our resort, and they quit serving us shots the first day we all got there because everyone was just getting obliterated and couldn't hold their liquor.
Yeah, leave it to private school kids.
Well, yeah, it's senior. You go to Mexico, you can
drink.
You're
getting trashed.
Yeah.
Like the first time, probably some kids are drinking.
Yeah, exactly. So someone found this club that was still a part of Rio, but like you had to go off of the resort and you took a city bus and you go back and you just like are back on a resort and it's all included in your wristband.
Holy shit.
And so we're trying to be safe about it. And so we were all like, okay, we're all going to meet in the lobby and take the bus together. Because these buses aren't like TARCs down there. They're freaking
flying.
They're
going crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so my friend Hudson, me and Sydney and my friend Ben had missed the big group. And so we go to take the next bus, and my friend Hudson missed that bus we got on. So we got off, and we were like, all right, let's wait for Hudson. And my friend Ben had to go pee. So he went off to the side and just, you know, pee, like we'd squat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see this headlight coming at us. And it's a cop on a dirt bike. And he was like, I see you pee. Like, you know, we're all trying to
piss in
understand.
Mexico?
I cup.
Yeah, I see you pee. I see you pee. I guess like public
indecency.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And so my friend Sydney knows Spanish a lot better than I do, but like we played complete dumb. Like, you have no proof, like you saw, like,
and we're like, well, they start,
yeah.
Dude, you're saying things, you idiot.
Are you sure? I was squatting. I want to get the reps in. Like I hit depth. I am not.
No, sir, I was just adjusting myself.
Like, they were like, what were you doing? I asked my friend Ben. He was like, just looking at the ocean. I'm like, pretty sure the ocean's that way, but we don't want that.
He's like,
slide.
I'm just looking at the trees, dude.
Yeah.
With my dick.
So they like put handcuffs on him, and then I'm like very protective of my friends, where I was like, no, you can't take him. Like, yeah. I'm going too. But then I'm like,
am I going?
I've heard a lot of things about y'all. It's like, you know, I was like,
No, y'all gonna get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so next thing, you know, like I stepped to the side, I called my mom, because a bunch of our parents had like, they had to go, because in the months of like spring breakers, you have to be over 21 to book the room. And like they check IDs and everything. So like some parents were going, and then like they would switch rooms. So like
so moms the kids would stay.
And so I called my mom, and she was actually in the lobby with Ben's dad, and like was like, we got to go get Kevin. We got to go get a taxi and go save these kids. And so Sydney ended up, I don't even remember what like she was saying, but he took the handcuffs off and like
just
like, get out of here, let us go. And
called you a puta, so, and shook your hand, walked away.
We acted like we took a cab, and we just like walked straight into that resort.
Did you end up going to the club?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of
at least
shots
we made
were
it to the club.
After that.
Logical things.
Yeah.
Logical things.
Yeah.
Well, so moral of the story, don't take your dick out in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Unless you're really hidden and not looking at the
ocean.
Or
in the red light district.
But I mean, it was crazy, though, because, like, this dude came out of nowhere. Like, just...
He was probably hiding with his lights
off.
No,
for sure.
He was waiting to find someone.
He was like, is that a ding-a-ling?
I know. I'm like, I guess do you just wash the bus stop?
Oh, maybe, though, because that's why we're a lot of shit. Like, I don't
know. A lot of them get bribed, so that's a thing. Like, when I went to Rotan...
No, we did try to bribe them.
Oh, you tried?
Yeah, because, you know, that's what they say, give them all you got. I don't remember how much money I had, but, like, Ben had money. Yeah. And he was, like, so serious about, like, getting him in jail.
Did you bribe cops?
I was like, oh, my God.
Did you bribe a cop? What are you
saying? No, but all the cops there, like, so, like...
They do say, like, bribe him with money.
Like, they'll take it?
In different areas, yeah. I'm not sure if we did or not. So when I went there, I went with my ex, and all the cops there, like, walk around with, like, AK-47s and giant assault rifles.
Oh, dude, that shit in, like, other countries is crazy. Like, when you go to
Europe
and you travel.
I went through a checkpoint, like, just going back to our hotel.
Yeah, and they'll be standing there with, like, AK-47s.
It was, like headlights, and look in your car, and they look back, like, gringo.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's kind of how it was when I was in Cabo. Like, they have gates, you know, that shut behind the buses. They're checking them in, looking who's in the car.
Yeah, they're like, making sure no one's fucking wild here. They're not doing some shit. So what was your first impression / have you had any impressions of like, oh, here's another thing. Have we ever pissed you off at Karen's before?
No, never.
Not yet?
There's no.
Damn it.
You all are so sweet. And you're very understanding. Like, you're like, no, like, you're polite.
Oh, like, we're not.
Because there's some people, they're like, shaking their drinks.
Dude, I could never imagine doing that.
And then it's like, I'm not going to lie, there are people, it's like, I don't mind. Like, you know, we have a regular Jimbo, we have a regular barber. It's like, I get it. I'm like, okay, I got you. You know, I just need a little sign. Yeah. But there's some people, I'm like, do you not see them, like, running around? And keep in mind, I have a whole other side that you don't even know what's going on over there.
Like, I'm a person, not a dog. Don't snap at me.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah.
So what were your first impressions?
Well, at first, like, me and Jordan started talking, and he was like, you know, these guys are really cool, so I've noticed they come in, like, every day, and I'm like, yeah, I've noticed it, too. And he was like, yeah, so I kind of went up and was chatting up with him, and apparently you all used to go to Drake's a lot,
mm-hmm.
and the way, like, the food made you all feel them compared to us.
Damn, Jordan had a good memory.
I'm surprised you remember that. I told him that story. I was like, Drake's fucked me
up. That was like when we first
started the transition.
Yeah. Okay, you're transy.
Transition into foot cubes.
Yeah, Drake's is good, but I know exactly what you mean. Like, our stuff is, like, very fresh.
Yeah, it's just the, for me, it's just like, if you get the mini burgers from Drake's, I feel like shit.
Yeah, I'm going to be on my ass for the next 5 hours. I can, like, go on a run after yours.
Yeah, okay, I don't. Which is interesting, because ours are frozen patties, and I've had theirs, and I feel like it's almost, like, ground meat, like.
I think it's just greasier. I think that's all it is.
Yeah. I think we don't have any grease in ours.
Yeah.
Because it's a frozen patty.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We don't sit there and we put water on it, you know, to get it.
Yeah, but it's
going,
not.
But it's not. That's what, like,
I think
oil.
Drake's just use a lot more oil in their things. And Drake's food is gas. Don't get me wrong. I like their food, but
they have switched some things up though.
Yeah.
I miss that Dijon mustard.
Oh, I don't like mustard. I need to figure out what happened to your fucking fries. You changed them up on me.
I like the new fries. Fuck him. I like them.
I miss the old ones. The new ones are good. They're good.
I don't know. Some people joke and say that we got a review. And Mike changed them. I'm like, I don't think that's true. I never really see Mike because after I go straight from school to Karam, so I get there an hour later because I don't get out till 4:30. Mm-hmm. So everyone else gets there at 4. I get there at 5 and Mike's gone. But a lot of people also, we kept like, they're like, we want them extra crispy. We want them extra crispy.
I like
and
soggy
these,
fries.
And these, it's like, you know, they get crispy. They're like that beer battered rally type.
I like these fries better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think they have more flavor than the other ones.
They're both good.
Yeah.
I do.
I just get
attached to
things.
I think also, though, the whole big picture is just like cost. It's more cost effective.
Oh, they're cheaper?
I'm assuming. I don't do the numbers.
Yeah.
I just work
probably.
There.
Probably.
Yeah, I just work there.
But, you know, with just being a small restaurant and like rent and everything, you know, out there, it's just like,
dude,
the littlest thing adds up.
I can imagine owning a business in Norton Commons. How much it must cost.
I mean, half of them don't make it.
Yeah.
Conway Boats behind us.
No, they pop in and out
has,
a lot.
Like, I love that place.
Me too.
My friend, my buddy Ivan's, his parents own it. And, like, they are doing so good. And I'm so happy because it is such a good, authentic brunch. And
it has good brunch
best.
Food, too.
It is
the
brunch.
Best.
But, like, what? Commons but, Coffee Cafe, whatever, just closed.
Yeah, there's so many places that, like, there was Verbena, there was, what was before that? They had one down in the islands. It's like they have all around the world food.
Oh,
Ramiro's? No.
Oh, Ramiro's?
No, not Ramiro's.
No. It's Mexican. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name, though. I don't know the name of it, but I remember what it was. What's the fucking, the place, it's like, it looks like a nicer ish like
alchemy.
Yeah, is it good?
I've never been there actually eaten, but
literally live there.
The steak
there.
I had there was
they
very
started
good.
Out as a food truck, and I want to say it's like Venezuelan.
I think it's Venezuelan or Guatemalan or I don't know, some sort of
What's the La Bodega is way better.
La
Bodega. Yeah, La Bodega.
La Bodega de Mima. Yeah.
You said the whole thing. Glad you did, not me. But that place is good as shit.
It is good, but I don't know what I'm reading on the menu.
Me neither.
I'm such a picky eater. I am such a picky eater.
Like, how picky? Let's do this right now.
Okay, no fish, no seafood, no crab, none of that. I will have some sushi from Sapporo. I don't know. My parents really don't eat seafood, so I'm like, was it?
Oh, she's
when my mom was pregnant with me. Like, I never grew up with it. My mom really doesn't eat it. You know, so I don't know. But then also, it's a texture thing. Love tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. No, you lost me there.
I grew up on a farm, though, so, like, we have, you know, tomatoes, corn.
Grass.
Beans. grass.
Farm.
Cows. Farm. I did used to, like, help herd cattle.
Really?
That's metal shit.
Real shit.
Do you guys have, like, eggs?
Like, herd Karen's people. You know, like, the cattle. All right, fuckers, over here.
Get a border collie.
When you guys get busy, it gets fucking busy.
I know. It does. But it's fun, like... That's when things fly by, and like, I like drive off of like that feeds
chaos.
My energy. Yeah.
Well, the thing is too is it's like,
and it's like we're all working together. Like, I hold that place so close to me, and like when so because Mike, Jordan, and Beatty all own it, and they worked for Louie, and so, you know, he kind of passed down the torch. So like, I knew it was in good hands. I had known all them before they took over, but. Bringing on new people, I was like, I'm very protective of my energy and like
yeah.
who's around it. And like, you're at work, I feel like, more than you are your own home.
Yeah.
And so But it's been awesome. I love it.
Yeah, bringing people into your work community is huge. Like, yeah. I've realized that the more and more I work places is that, like, the people you work with is, like, everything.
Yeah.
And you got to be really careful who you bring into it.
Yes.
Even if it's, like, and the thing is, even if it's, like, your job where it's not, like, there's things that are hard about it, but it's, like, this isn't rocket science.
Yeah.
Like, you can learn to do it.
You can't teach stupid.
You can't teach stupid.
And that, like, I book smart, but, like, street smart. I feel like
I got it.
Yeah,
you're
I got it.
I can like,
but there's some people that don't got it, and I'm like,
I was just about to say that. I was like, I am not a book smart person, so and if I can be taught stupid a little bit. I'm a little stupid.
See, in school, it took a lot for me to like, but also I think I've diagnosed myself with like ADHD.
Oh yeah, no, me too. I scheduled like a psychiatry. Focusing,
not a thing.
No, literally, I had a psychiatry appointment, and I was like, I don't know if I have ADHD or anxiety, right? But they go hand in hand. I talked to one therapist, and he's like, I don't know what it is. And I will try this medicine because it might be anxiety. Put me on a fucking antidepressant. I did terrible on it. I was like, fuck you. I got a new psychiatrist. He was like, no, you have ADHD.
Gave you some Addies.
No, he prescribed me Wellbutrin, which I'm not going to fucking take.
Oh, my goodness, some mushrooms.
Dude, I'm like, give me my fucking, give me out of
let's talk about mushrooms. Let's do natural.
Dude, I'm like, shrooms. So what?
I'll take them. Yeah. Oh, no, I'll take those. I'll take those motherfuckers.
No, dude, it's a new thing. Like psilocybin, it's curing people actually with PTSD. Because like when you consume it and you don't like it's a very small amount, like it brings you, because they say to get over trauma, mm-hmm. you need to relive it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really does just.
I think it takes away the emotion of reliving something is how
I think
it.
Like, it doesn't. I think it actually heightens it.
Like, no, I'm saying like the like if, for instance, if I had a horrible car accident, right?
It lets you look at it from an outside perspective. You don't personalize it.
Oh my gosh, like that was so horrible.
You're just telling the story rather than like being in those feelings. Yeah, exactly. Like you're real. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's not irrational. Like when I fucking trip balls in our parents' basement and then your ex-boyfriend thought that fried chicken was grilled chicken, which was fucking hilarious.
Also thought my dog was a human.
Oh, we talked to him for a few hours. He was really chill, dude. He like got it.
It's because our dog has like a chain, you know, like.
Yeah. Collar.
Him and my ex at the time, it's a collar, but it just looks like a chain.
It's like
him and my
necklace,
ex, they
bro.
Were like, bro, like he's a human, dude. Like, look, he's a chain for fucking like hours.
So the video you all posted was hilarious.
Which one?
Of you, yeah. Cameron turning into you.
Oh, the one your transformation?
And I'm just now picturing like the dog turning into a human with a big chain.
We're going to get Henry.
We're going to get Henry at the gym now.
You wait. Just be like, one time I was on shrooms. This is what I saw.
No, the gym videos are fun. Like,
oh my gosh.
Those recently have been
the
good
people too. Like, I just love looking at the people in the background that are just like.
Oh, so
they're
I
taken
get,
aback.
You're well, because Cameron, you're in fucking.
I was in booty shorts and a sports
bra. Yeah, those clothes are ruined.
I mean, those weren't booty shorts. Those were spandex.
Cameron, those are like my tight gym shorts.
Yeah.
But my favorite was the caption that said, sports rolls make you more swole.
Yeah, no, they're great. They fucking make you rocking.
No shit.
Oh, that was
no, great. After I was like, I kind of look big in this, not gonna lie.
No, you don't. You look really bad.
I kind of jacked.
No, I mean, you looked really bad.
I don't care.
You don't need to be wearing that.
Comment
stuff.
Section says otherwise.
Let me be.
You. The comment section says womp womp. That was the most used word. Yeah.
Exactly. Have you watched a lot of our videos we make?
It always, yeah, they're always on my feed.
They always come up.
Yeah.
It just recently started taking off for both of us because she's starting to get, like, the second ham off.
The second hand, and also, like, I'm trying to actually, like,
do her own
actually
shit too.
Post, not just, like, TikToks where, like, you look cute and you're, like,
yeah.
Just lip singing. Like, I'm trying to actually make content.
Well, having a personality. Because to me, like, having a personality.
You have to, like, just not care. I'm so weird. But I love being weird. I feel like it's, like.
I'm weird. Literally, Cameron and I filmed. So it was Saturday night, right? All of our friends are like working late, okay? And I'm like, we don't really want to go
our
out.
Our mukbang video.
And I was like, we're sitting on the couch. And I'm like, I want a donut. He's like, you want to Postmate donuts? And I was like, yeah. So we're eating these donuts for everyone. Like, let's film this. Like, at least make it funny. And then halfway through it, I like look at Cameron. And I'm having like a fucking crisis. So I'm like, holy shit, Cameron, are we fucking weird? I was like, this is our Saturday night. We're eating donuts. I was like, holy shit.
And then we started.
I did. I was like, fuck, Cameron, we're weird as fuck.
Yep. Yep. We have so our issue is that we have a hard time finding people our age that we actually like because we meet a lot of people and we're like, all right, either don't have any brain cells or you're kind of a piece of shit.
Oh my gosh.
Or we just don't.
Or like, they're so immature. There's so many people at school that are around your age, but like, which is why I thought you all were like so much older. But
I tell you how old I actually am. So I told you I was 18. All right, I'm 24, right?
We already covered that.
Okay, good. I didn't know because I remember I said that earlier and I was like, did I clarify that I'm not 18?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay, yeah, I'm 24. See, that's why I thought she didn't know. I was like, let me just clarify.
Did you actually think he was 18 this whole time?
That's why I was like, okay, kudos to you for starting this. But I was like, I swear he was the older one.
Yeah, he's the oldest.
I okay, I was, that, like, I was like, this bitch would totally think for the next like weeks until it got brought up again.
Cameron, you should have not mentioned it. Fuck.
I just wanted to clarify.
Just wait one day and order her a drink and her be like, Cameron, dude, you're like, I know you're 18.
I see your ID.
And he's like, look, and you're like,
wait a minute.
Wait, what?
1999.
This is a fake. That would have been fun. Damn it, Cameron.
I know, fuck me. What was I saying before then, though? What were we talking about? Bro.
Squirrel.
Nah, fuck. We got three people with ADHD. We start losing everything. It was...
The buddies, having people at your
no
age.
Friends, yeah. No fuck, we can't make friends. I can't find anyone.
Friends.
No friends.
No, well, I know. Well, see, the fun, like... And that's... I'm, like, very... I'm getting to the point where it's, like, I love intentional people. You know what I mean? I think at the end of the day, that's, like, what fills my cup up. But, no, dude, like, I love... We love playing games. Like, half the time, we're... Over at Jordan's playing Wii or like playing shuffleboard or darts,
dude,
or
our game nights
ping
we have.
Pong or like I'm nights. So competitive. Yeah.
Ping pong. Oh. So I could take you in a match.
Punch. Oh my god.
We could fuck it up.
Barbara got me my own paddle. Y'all know who Barbara
is. You have
is,
your
right?
own paddle. Okay, maybe who's I can't fuck you up in ping pong.
I went to barbershop in Norton Commons, Northeast.
Is it the which barbershop is it?
The barbershop.
Not Beards and Beer.
Okay, I'll see a Beards.
I was
and
thinking
beer.
That one too.
Yeah.
Damn it.
No.
No, I don't know that one.
He'd be
I don't
so
know,
offended
I don't know
if
you Barbara. Fucking, no, you know I'm Barbara. No, I don't fucking know Barbara. Who is it?
Barber, not Barbara.
Barber.
Fuck, Cameron.
I was hearing Barbara. Fuck me.
What did you
I don't
think,
know the Barber.
Where did you think the beards came from? Barbara Beards? That you think?
No, because we were... Continue.
No, this is my boy. Anyways.
No, but Barbara's anyways, yeah, he got me a paddle for... He calls me his protege. But I think it's... Roles have been a little twisted.
You teaching him now?
I think, yeah, I'm teaching
him. Oh, you're teaching him now? Yeah. Well, next game night we have, they're intense, so I can't do them a lot. But every once in a while we do a game night, and it's like...
What games do you all play?
Game of Things, Secret Hitler, Mafia.
When have we ever played Secret Hitler?
Secret Hitler, we play, we just call it something else.
Okay, what do we call it?
Mafia. I just said the same thing twice. Fuck me. And we play... what else do we play, Kate? I'm normally quite really drunk at that point into it. Not going to lie.
There are a lot of different card games usually.
Cards Against Humanities, I don't know if it gets brought up.
We've been playing a game called Buzzed.
Buzzed. Kings.
Kings Cup. Kings is, yeah. Game of Things is probably our favorite, though.
Oh, my God. Have you ever played Game of Things?
No.
It's basically like it's Cards Against Humanity, right? Like you pick a prompt, but what happens is everyone gets like a little piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to write your own answer. And you fold it up, put it in a hat, and one person's trying to guess...
Who wrote what?
Basically, who wrote what? And if you get guessed, like, I think Cameron said the apples are green, right? Then he's out, and now I get to keep guessing. But if not, it goes to the next person. And you can say some fuck shit on these cards.
So it's funny.
Yeah.
No, we get... Well, I don't know vulgar. How offensive you are, but we're offensive as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're... I'm very sensitive, but, like, if you give it, I'm going to give it right back.
Yeah.
Type.
Oh, no, we're not mean to each other. We're like,
no,
really
I mean,
nice.
We're saying, like,
I'm
we
saying,
say,
like, we're pieces
not
of
politically
shit.
Correct things on these.
Oh.
Like, our answers aren't politically correct. Like, we'll say some fuck shit.
Off the air, we're going to ask you a question. It's going to gauge how good of friends we're going to be. Don't worry.
Okay.
You know what this question is.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
You say this. Yeah, okay.
It's like our go to thing. We're like,
by we, I mean, he means him. I'm
Kate, no, you.
I'll just say it and hope they don't get canceled.
No, Kate, you're too... She's too open with shit. You say shit, and I'm like, Catherine, what are you saying? Like, what is happening right now?
The word is fuck.
Yeah. Fuck. Guys, words we use that are so inappropriate. Like, oh my God, sorry. So wild.
What time are we at?
I have no idea. I don't have a watch.
This motherfucker.
What is that
I have
thing?
A timer, though. We got plenty of time.
All right, perfect.
5 minutes left. So tell us, what do you want to do? So you want to do hair.
Yeah.
What do you want to do outside of that? Or with that?
I think it'd be so fun to be a DJ.
Really?
Yes.
I see the fit. The fit kind of
yeah,
goes
funny.
With it.
Yeah, that would be something like later on down the road. A lot of my friends, you know, became DJs and I don't know, like, I just like love creating a vibe in a room. You know what I mean? Like, at Caroms, I'll go back, and they all know, like, if it's bopping, it's like, oh, Courtney shows the music. Because it's like, I'm like, turn up. That's what keeps people there, having a good time. Also, like, I love hosting. More. Yes. I know. I took a business class, and like, you know, when you're grocery shopping, the music that plays is based on like how long people keep you there and stuff. You know, really? If you're going to keep shopping, yeah.
What's that bar is why they play music so loud? It's because when you, with the loud music, you want to drink more.
Yeah. Yeah,
it it's makes like you a drink. Psychological fucking thing.
Yeah. So I just always thought that'd be fun. I really want to learn how to play the piano.
Me too. Cameron knows. I didn't even know that you for years. Yeah, I didn't know he knew how to play. You played a whole last song.
I can play a few songs, but that's it. I didn't even know it. There was a phase where
I think it would just like just be.
It would just be so cool.
It's just to rip one out at a party and just kind of like yank some shit.
Like that's gas. It's like fun. He was doing that, and yeah. I was like, for 1 second, I thought Cameron was cool. It happened. I was like, wow, just that's cool. And then you stopped.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have a younger sister.
So you're the oldest?
Yes.
How old is your younger sister?
She's 20.
Oh, cool. 21. She needs friends.
She goes to Cincy.
Punk. Oh, the college up there or wherever?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sorry, Kate. Actually, one of her best friends now.
We're friends right now, but I
hooked her up with one of her friends right now. Because
I didn't live here for years. So
yeah, she lived here for a long time.
Fuck, I got to make new connections. I hate this.
And there's this wellness clinic called Restore Hyper Wellness. And I used to go there. I get all my shots there and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
we now work there.
Yeah. And then she was like, hey, I don't have a lot of friends. And I was like, that's really cool. My sister doesn't either.
Because she moved.
You guys should hang out. And then I set up a breakfast date. Or you guys set it up.
Okay. So basically.
It was cute.
Okay. Basically, she so moved cute. Here around like 18, turning 19. I had just.
Wait, can I put a face with this girl? Is she in any of y'all's videos?
Did a podcast with her.
Oh.
I don't know if you watch the podcast.
She had a podcast.
But she's not one of the girls that y'all are always at the gym.
No. That one's Ellie, funny. Probably. Those girls are
way more wild. No. If someone agrees to be in my video, they're a little unhinged.
We are. Okay.
We're unhinged.
Brain. Anyways, basically, this girl moved here around 18, 19 with a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had just moved home. So we're both like trying to, you know, make new friends. And like you're almost 20s. It's like weird. Right?
It is. And you have different boundaries.
Yeah. And you're just, it's just different now. It's not like you're in school and it's like you go to class, but like.
And it's like easy.
Yeah. It's easier. So Cameron was like, oh, you know, friends, my sister needs new friends here. Right? Because all my other friends live in California. All the other places, like California, Colorado, Florida, everywhere.
Yeah.
And then he was like, she texted me or something and she was like, let's go grab brunch or something. So it was like a blind. I've never met this girl. She's never met me. I was shitting my dick going into this thing. Like, I was so anxious. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, you don't know what to expect. What if you hate the girl? And you're like,
yeah,
okay.
Like, what if you meet them and they're weird as fuck?
And you don't want to hurt their feelings, but it's like, this isn't going to work out. Then it's a friendship. Brunch. It's not like we're dating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This isn't going to work out.
But I feel like you guys would, like everything kind of clicked. Because, like, I knew
her. No, she was really cool.
And I talked to her and I was like, I feel like you guys would be friends. Because I feel like I normally know when someone would vibe with you well. Because I'd spend so much fucking time with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like your exes. Like, I know when they're pieces of shit. And you just don't.
I think also a lot of people can see more on the outside because you're just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. We often tend to avoid the red flags.
I know.
Oh, that's my bad. Yeah.
Let's be speaking of red flags. Let's talk about red flags that we all avoided. Kate, you want to start?
Have you seen that TikTok trend?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen that TikTok trend where it's like things
I don't
my
have
ex.
TikTok.
You don't have TikTok?
Oh, my God. What is all the people are doing? Hannah doesn't do TikTok either.
No, it's not like, it's nothing against TikTok. It's like, I am on social media enough. Like, I barely use Snapchat, and I use Instagram. And, you know, Facebook every now and then, you know, I have some, like.
IG's my number one hoe, and then it kind of goes down from there.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't even like that I'm on my phone that much. Like, I just, like, love just, like, trying to be more in the present.
That's a
canner. And so that like wouldn't help. So just like I don't even download it because I know
that's literally Hannah. She's like, I won't go on it because I'll get addicted to doing it.
Reels have already started getting me because
it's close.
Now Instagram
start
almost
going to
like
dumb
TikTok.
Video and you're like, oh, that's funny.
Like shit, I just got in a hole.
Yeah, except Instagram's more like unhinged. Like TikTok, it's like you have a they know what you like watching. It's kind of similar.
Yeah, the
Instagram
algorithm.
You'll click on one and then the next video is like someone getting fucking hit by a car. And then it's like, well, what the
get,
fuck?
Okay, I don't get the hit by a car meme. There's a meme right now that's like Instagram is like beautiful thing with my grandma and then like brutal murder
because
by a car accident.
Exactly.
I'm like,
scroll
what?
And it'll be like, my childbirth and how amazing
okay,
my kid is.
My feed isn't that. My feed is
shut up.
All
and then
shit.
It goes to like something fucking like vulgarly unhinged.
Is this
violent.
TikTok or
Instagram?
Instagram.
Okay.
TikTok, like, it's like the same shit.
I like that shit. But continue.
Anyway, the TikTok thing is basically where it's like you make a list and it's like things Max did and I still stayed. So you like name things. I wanna do that with Mandy and Ash. I gotta do it with them.
A few things.
That'd be funny. There'd just be some things where I'm like, yeah.
Well, I mean, let's hear them though. What are some of the things that you were still like, this is a good fucking idea? Because you stayed, fucker.
Okay. Well, obviously not the most recent ex. That one was like a 4-month relationship and whatever.
Yeah, we'll exclude.
We'll talk about like the actual ex. Here's one. He slept with a blankie, stayed with him.
Red flag.
Yeah, red flag. There's just so, well, like actual.
I feel like he was too close to his mom.
Yeah, like he can't, like, at the end of the day, I am a very independent person, but I need someone that can, I need someone that can, like, you know. Yeah.
You gotta be a
man for me. I can be my own man.
If I had a dick, I'm telling y'all, it would be fucking huge. I give off big dick.
I knew that
energy
was coming.
I'm telling y'all, if I had one, dude, that shit would be
no,
like.
No, you would, yeah. You'd put me to shame. I would be like, you're the man, to my knees.
Like, I'm telling y'all.
You'd be too overpowered. God knew if he gave you a dick, you'd be too overpowered.
You'd be over for y'all.
You'd be over for all.
You'd be over for y'all.
Okay, but he had a blank. He had that. There's more, Kate.
I don't want to talk about all these on air.
Mental breakdown.
What about you?
I had an ex. I want to say it's like almost two years ago, maybe. But nothing happened. I mean, we were just really good friends. We just needed to go our own ways and figure ourselves out and staying together. It was like I was trying to help him but not help myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's an amazing guy still. And we're still, we don't really talk, but there's no animosity.
Do you think it's a red flag if someone still talks to their ex?
Yes.
I think that because, you know, for a while, like, we did still keep in contact. And you could tell that, like, say in a conversation, little jabs or something would be out there when it's like you have no right to say that, like, to each other. I would do it, you know, because it's like we're not together. We're supposed to be. I think you're just, like, hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you got to give yourself that time to, like, fully be by yourself.
I think it's like years later.
He was the one that really brought it up. He was like, we can't keep going to each other when like good things or bad things. Like we were wanting to tell each other. And it's like, each other can't be that person for each other.
Yeah. You gotta open up room for someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I had an ex. I feel like everyone has the ex, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And I had one like that like would fucking come back around every once
in a while.
And you
guys like talk and catch up.
And it would be this thing.
Block each other. And then you go back to not blocking and then.
Well, it'd just be a thing where it's like, oh, I can't, like, we can't talk anymore. And like 2 months later, it's like, you get a text and you're like, what the fuck? And then it starts up things again.
And then it's just like I'll always love you. And then it's like
it's like some fuck shit. And you're like, what?
Yeah, I think it depends on what happened. Like, one of my best friends, Joey, he always said this quote, like, if it was over trust or something, like, you can't ever reseal a leaky bucket. You know, if it's cracked, it's cracked. It's never going to be the same. I don't think a relationship would ever be.
No, that's true, though. Wait, if it's something ends on trust, you guys can whatever solve love or whatever for each other, but
because I do sometimes,
it's never going to work.
I don't know if I could, like, think of someone that I know, but, like, you know, right person, wrong time.
Mm.
People say that, but it's like, I just believe I'm at this point in life where it's like, I'm just doing my own thing, protecting my peace, and not forcing anything, and the universe will bring me whatever and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you haven't been single for a while. You're like starting what I did a while, like 2 years ago.
You have or have not been?
I have.
Just recently.
I was in like at 15, I was in a year and a half long relationship. And then from when I had 15, basically, and then 17, 2 year long relationship. And then got out of that one a month later, fucking stupidly hopped into another one for 4 months.
Do you think it's like fill a void?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I have a lot of friends. And it's crazy because it's like, you know, it's funny you bring this up because I was talking to one of my friends because I hang out with a lot of people that are like double my age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that you think that they would have it all figured out and grow up. And it's like, if you don't do the hard part now,
you're gonna
pay for it. And you're going to be doing the same shit when you have kids.
Well, that's the only thing. That's why I'm like, I don't want to fucking. That's where I think it freaked me out was because, it just wasn't not my person.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I haven't been single since I was basically 15. Like, there was like a couple months in there.
I was single my entire life.
I wish I fucking did that so bad.
I like just live. Me, my friend Sydney, she never really dated. We just, but I was also in sports. So I played volleyball, national champ. But no, I played volleyball competitively, and that definitely like kept me out of trouble, kept me just like, you know, didn't have time for boys. And then when I got to high school, it was like they were just all my good friends. Like, but I also find myself being just like one of the guys a lot of times, because it's like I hate drama. Mm-hmm. I hate toxic people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times girls like to start shit or they get jealous or whatever. And so it's like I ain't dealing with that shit. Like at Karam's, I love that it's all guys.
Yeah,
I was a service advisor. It was all guys, like all my technicians, all the other service advisors. It's like I definitely thrive in that.
That environment.
Yeah, but
I wish I did that. Fuck. Yeah.
Well, that's what I kept on saying to you is that you feel like you need to find yourself. Because even with me, it's like you always have relationships and you're finding identity in the relationship because you're always focused on the other person and all that shit. And you're not like, okay, what do I need? What do I want? What do I feel? And if you don't have that alone time with yourself, you never get to find that.
But also, though, like with me not dating anyone, I wouldn't say that I found myself. And like you dating, like I really found it when I like was forced, like, you know, heartbroken. Yeah. Over, because like, you know, we were best friends, and it's like you lost that, not just like a boyfriend, but best friend. I think
people like grow the most after a breakup. It's a real breakup, like,
but if you do it the right way, you know, I could have easily jumped into something to fill the void.
Literally,
you know, I think it's important to like let your feelings feel, like fucking cry if you gotta cry.
Yeah, and like actually process it.
Yeah.
Also, just enjoying, like, not, I don't know. I'm like over. I think it's like more. It's also like I'm like burnt out. Over, like, because it's like, fuck, I'm so, like, I could not even imagine having to be like, I'm doing this. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm going here. Yeah. Oh, cool. What do you want for food? Oh, let's pick something. Like, no, I want to do what the fuck I want to do. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of having to, like, also a lot of the boys I've dated have been, like, very emotionally immature.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just will be like, oh, no, I get it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, I'm over this. Like, I'm
done with this job.
I'm over this. Like, I'm not your mom. Like, I'm not your mom. Like,
grow up. Because I feel like a lot of them attached onto you too quickly and too much versus like,
they get like,
yeah, they're like, can you cook for me? And like, you'd be cooking for them really quick. God, like, and doing a lot of shit, like, where
I'm like, they're
fucking
this is
some
mom.
Wife shit on girlfriend salary. Like, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah. I think women in general, though, are just born to nurture.
Yeah.
I think it's because
that's why men will.
But it's easy to take advantage of, especially in dating
relationships.
That's the problem. Yeah.
Because so yes, you have your nurturing nature, and men have their nature. But it's like, hey, fuckface, you're not fucking.
But they'll
married.
Abuse the nurture instead of being like,
and
I
then
like
it goes
this.
Too fast.
It's a give and take. It's a balance.
Yeah.
You got it tattooed on me.
She's like, I'm serious about giving and taking. James 4:3 Thou taketh and thou shalt giveth. Fuck you. Yeah. What's it actually? Does it say just give and take?
No, it literally just says balance. It's not a
just balance.
Yeah.
I thought it was something worse.
It's a scripture quote.
I kinda hope. Are you like, what kind of religious are you?
My parents raised me Catholic.
Are you like Viking?
You know, unless my husband one day was dying to get married in a church, I would not want to.
Mm-hmm.
I just I don't know. Like, I believe in God, and spiritual. I do want to start actually going to church, but not the Catholic church that I was raised in, where it's like they're standing up there speaking the gospel, and I'm like trying to relate this to, I'm just like sitting there, I'm on my phone. Yeah. Like, if I'm there spending my time, I want a band going or like a choir.
Where it's not like you're just sitting there. Where
I'm like getting goosebumps.
Like, oh,
and someone's like relating to me, or I can relate to it. Cause I think, like, to me, that's the whole point of it, you know?
I think a lot of religion.
So it's
is
like,
peace.
Still figuring it out. But
I don't think anyone has it like truly figured out at this age, though. About like spirit, even if you're like spiritual or religious or atheist, whatever the fuck you are, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's like genuine, not just like a force where it's like, I know this. And it's like, okay, relax.
Yeah. I think too, like at the end of the day, like you can't control anything. Like it is all.
I agree.
Like if it's not going to work out, he'll let you know it's not going to freaking work out. And if it's supposed to work out, it's going to be
I'm a big believer in if it's meant to be, it'll be like things like that. Like in that realm, like whatever will happen, will happen.
Yeah,
there's nothing I can do to change it.
Yeah. Well, that's where for me, a lot of the ideologies I have is detachment. Like, just let go. It matters, but it doesn't fucking matter too.
Like, almost just put your hands up.
Yeah, well, like still, like, for me, it's like, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to work my ass off for whatever and do the things.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't happen,
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's also like life's always, it's always a lesson, never lost.
Yeah, you can always learn something from it. Like every opportunity.
Right, if your mindset's,
oh, woe is me, it's so. Yeah, if the victim mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, which is so toxic. Like eroticism. Affirmations. So that was like whenever I went through my breakup. I don't know. I guess I was just like never paying attention to reading my emails, but I started like just like trying to distract myself, do other things, whatever. And I'm going through my email and I'm like, holy shit, I get daily affirmations sent to me every day. I should start reading them. And I started posting them for myself. And like, it was crazy how many people messaged me back and was like, I like enjoy these. But it like also, I was like, well, shit, I was posting them to get through for myself. But it was,
but no,
it was
yeah, cool. Exactly.
That's but the way you talk to yourself is like, it really does. It's not something you like can physically see. So I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, like it's whatever. But it's like,
yeah, if you're like, oh, it's whatever, if you tell everyone that, but in
I
reality,
feel like it's true. It's like the way you
neuroticism is what it's called.
Yeah.
I had a test about it. I mean, I went through it.
How'd you do?
Well, that answer I got right.
I went through a phase where I was very like, you can ask Kate. I've gone through so many different fucking
iterations. One time Cameron went through a phase where he was super, 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 super religious, right?
Oh, it was...
And like, not just like, I believe in God, but like sat on the floor to my mom and crisscrossed applesauce at 17 years old and promised her that he will wait till marriage to have fuck. Mind you, my mom's not a super religious
person. I didn't say that.
He didn't say fuck, but save himself. And then he also carried around a virginity card.
I'm not going to lie. I did not do that, but I went to St. Gabriel and in eighth grade, they like had us do this class and like they put out all these.
Did they give you a punch card?
Did they give you a banana?
No, it was like the cards. The ones that.
Oh, you got
it.
Oh,
it's like, it looks like a business card, but for virginity.
Yeah, yeah. I punched mine.
Jesus fuck.
Dead ass. No, I totally punched it afterward.
Did you actually?
Dead ass. I got a puncher and I went.
That's so funny.
That's so
I think that
weird.
That was my spirituality dying a little bit when I did that. I was like, yeah, we're going down this hole.
Yeah,
let's
if anyone
see what
if anyone drank over like before the age of 21.
Oh no, I was hardcore.
Was pissed.
But the reason I say that is that I went through a phase where I kind of had to, and even towards the beginning of our podcast, I was way more like, you know, philosophical and talking about stuff.
Like,
but because I was in that phase, like I kind of needed to like. And that was me still like going through the breakup because I went through a long phase where I was like, oh, okay, like I'm gonna dive into work. I dived into work, and then but I didn't feel anything throughout that work. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna get out of work and like let's feel things for a few months and figure out what life's about.
And he was like the most philosophical person you could ever meet. Like you, I could say, oh, that hurt. He's like, did it hurt?
Define pain. Is it a subjective feeling in the moment, or
like,
is it even?
Is it just
yeah, like all the shit.
And I was just like, Cameron, fuck off.
Yeah, can you just listen to me?
I'm like, fuck, Cameron, I don't care about your philosophical shit right now. I'm like, my knee hurts.
But then it kind of like, and now I'm at this new phase where it's like, okay, I still have all of that and all the like the knowledge and everything, but it's like,
yeah,
I'm gonna fucking die. Let's have fun.
Taking
like,
a chill pill.
Yeah, yeah. You're not promised tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's exactly how I live. Especially like, there's so many. I have friends I feel like that live like all over the place, and I love traveling, but like school right now is definitely like. Keeping me.
Yeah.
Because I have to maintain a certain attendance.
Same here.
Because it's like down to the hour.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like.
That's
the thing I hate. I can't wait to get done with like school or like other shit so I can just like leave. Go travel for like a month.
I'm really curious what it would have been like if I did stick with school. Like, I don't know what I would have been
so,
like.
So, did you not graduate? Like, where?
No, I went for a few years and I started my own company and I did all kinds of business shit. Like, I've done.
Did you get through your sophomore year?
I think I did 1 year.
You did your freshman year.
Yeah, I did my freshman year. And then I did like a
good for you. What did your parents think about that?
They were pissed.
They were mad, but I did pretty good outside. And I started a company that
well, they were
bad.
Only pissed because they paid for his semester.
Yeah.
And then he dropped out. That's why.
Well, like I don't regret, you know, college. I have student loans, but.
See, I would never have gone if I had student loans.
I know. And see, it also sucks because it's like you're at that age still where it's like, you almost have to do what your parents say because, like, you know, financially they're
still,
yeah. But then at the same time, it's like, you know, you want your voice to be heard and, like, but how do you prove it and how do you convince them? And, yeah.
So that's been a lot.
I went for communication, which, you know, I feel like I utilize, you know, the things I've learned. But I'm like, at the same time, like, I feel
like
I'd be successful without it.
Yeah.
But are you like, well, fuck, now I'm doing hair. So it doesn't really, I don't need a college degree. Like,
exactly.
You like, fuck.
Although I always tell myself, like, oh, I'm never going back to school. But then, like, you know, working at CAMS, and in the summer, I was like, okay, I need to get my life together. Like, I'm 25, almost 26. I'm like, I need to figure out what I want to do. And, you know, I can't just keep serving in bartending my whole life. And so.
Well, for me, so here's the weird thing. Like, you get into these areas, like, let's say with CAMS or whatever. And if you're working there, like, what I've noticed for me and what's helped a lot is that the second I get in somewhere, I want to know everything. And then I'm like, all right, this is how you guys can improve. And then I start presenting stuff. And if I'm surrounded by people who want to grow, then I grow really quick. Like, I've worked at other places and I'm a manager in like a week. It's wild. Like, Kate's seen it and it grows really quick. Even for like cameras, like, you can take, if you take on more responsibilities, the money kind of comes with it.
I agree. If you love it though. I also though knew, like, I do not want a 9-to-5. I do not want to sit in an office.
Yes.
I want to work for myself. You know, when I have kids one day, I want to be able to go on their field trips or do whatever, you know, like,
yes,
I'm not working for anyone else but myself. And so that's kind of where it started, that I was like, and I love the beauty industry and fashion and all that. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of just like led me to one night I had a few drinks and I had thought about it and I had told no one that I had had this feeling. Mm. And then like, I kind of was going to do my own research because I started like, sometimes I over-explain or say too much, and I'm like, okay, like, I need to keep things to myself.
Beerby.
And
bye.
So I end up applying, and I remember I woke up, and I had a text, and it said, hey, this is Ashley from Paul Mitchell. Like, we'd love to schedule a tour. And do you have any questions? And I'm like, oh, shit, this
You're like,
is
oh,
real.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Literally, that's how it started.
That's my problem. Sometimes I'll just, like, tell people. Or, like, if I just have a thought, I'll be like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to do this. And then I don't do it because it was just, like, a stupid thought.
Well, that happened with me. Like, I was, like, I just got frustrated with work and feeling the need to, like, figure my life out, like, right then and there.
Yeah,
and just, like,
have a freak out where you're just, like, holy shit, yeah.
And I was, like, all right, I'm moving away to California. Because my cousin that's there now that lives, like, in Manhattan, Long Beach area. And my other cousin was living there too. You know, we have a great time together. So I was like, oh, how fun would it be? All of us live together. I was like, all right, I'm moving to California.
Yeah.
But then I got into hair school. So I was like, okay, then I'm going to move to California. But it's like, yes for them, but at the same time, like, but for what? And it was just because I had like told people.
That you feel like you now. That
I feel like
all
I'm like
the fucking time.
I have to like stay true
I'm
to
like,
my word.
Oh, like I'm gonna do this, and then I'm like, wait, maybe I don't want to do that because I just immediately will have a thought. I'm like, oh, blah, blah, like,
oh, I know. And it's at so CAMS, especially, so many people love to know your business, which is fine. I love it, but you know, it's like,
I mean, we wanted to know your business, so we brought you on a podcast.
Look at us.
Well, I think California is fucking expensive.
And that was another thing is like,
fuck
the saving up and all that. It wasn't working out. And I was like, you know what?
It's like everything there. Like, oh my, like gas. Like, for instance, to fill up my tank there.
I remember filling up tanks there. And I was like, fuck, dude.
Filling like my tank. Okay. And it's like, here it cost $45 to fill up my tank. It literally would cost like $85.90 to fill up my tank. And I use regular gas.
Yeah.
And then,
I know, it's insane.
Like Chipotle here, if you get two bowls and something, it's like, 20-something bucks, maybe 25. There, I remember I got, like, one day. This is when I was still dating the boy that lived there. We went out there, whatever. We got Chipotle. And that was after living here for a little bit. I went out there, and, like, we got Chipotle or whatever. And it was, like, almost $40 for, like, two bowls.
The first time I went out there and I got my check, I was like, damn. It's like I paid for me and someone else.
Yep.
But it was just
literally. It was just me.
No, everything's so, it's crazy. But it's
so
nice.
And the first time I went out there, I had a fake, but I was like, I think I was 20. And so there would be some places that we would drink, some we wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that didn't even include alcohol either.
Dude.
I was like,
that's my thing is I'm like, oh, fuck, if I ever live in California, like, I'm going to need money.
No, you need fuck. And that's why we're going down the influencer train, because if we do influencer shit, we can get fuck you money. And then we can live in Cali.
Live on Ashley's Vineyard.
Yeah, I do think it's a fun place. It's like, especially once you get in there, like you said, like, ooh, you know, you have your...
That's the hour. We got like 2 minutes left or it'll fucking turn off on us for video, but...
Recap real quick.
Recap of the episode. All right, guys. Kate's been in shitty relationships. Courtney is going to do hair school stuff. She's going to do great. She doesn't drink that much anymore. And she works at CAMS.
And Cameron carried a virginity card.
I punched a hole in it.
That's all.
All right. Where can people find you on social media?
So you Supreme.court1.
Supreme.court1. Question. Did I follow you first or you follow me first?
I think you followed me first.
I probably did.
How'd you find me?
Cameron can find.
I don't know.
Influencer shit.
Influencer
shit, baby.
No. I'm just curious because it doesn't have my last name on it. So it's just like Supreme Court.
I get really confused. Honestly, my friend Ryan gave it to me
in high school. And then I changed it one time. And people were like, why'd you change your name? And I was like, shit, didn't know people.
No, dude, if you change. People get personalized for Instagram handle.
I just changed mine.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, look at you.
Boink. When I first changed it, basically we used, this might die, whatever. But basically, like, growing up, we had to use my stepdad's last name, Finster, but our real last name's back. It's really confusing. But I changed my TikTok finally when I quit skating because I used Finster.
I saw that.
When I quit skating, I switched it, and everyone was like, did you get married? What the fuck? And I'm like, nah, bro, it's just my last name.
It's, like, it's always been this G.
I'm like, let me explain.
Like, let me tell you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all for watching.
Great. Bye. I need to go pee.